Of Kiblu Alayu, Ne'eman Alei Abba. We've been talking about this for quite some time. Jake's very excited about that. So let's read the Mishnah a little bit. Mishnah on Chavdal Adam Anal from Sanhedrin. Mishnah says, Amar lo Ne'eman Alei Abba, Ne'eman Alei Avicha, Ne'eman Alei Shloshi Rei Bakar. If you take upon yourself that my father could judge the case, or your father could judge the case, or we accept upon ourselves three Roy Bakar, Remeir Omer Yachol Achsar. But even though you accept it upon yourselves, Remeir still allows people to retract from that acceptance. Chacham Omer Meini Yachol Achsar. Chacham say, once you accept that, to have these psulim be Dayanim or Edim, you can no longer be Choser. Hayachayv lo Chaver Shvua. You're obligated to make a Shvua to your friend. V'amar lo, Dorli B'chay Roshcha. You make some interesting language, not a typical language used for Shvua, but you say some strange Lashon, Remeir Omer Yachol Achsar. You could still be Choser if you take upon yourself to use a strange Lashon of Shvua, because it's not a real Chiv Shvua. And Chacham Omer Meini Yachol Achsar. Now, once you accepted this Psul Shvua, it's possible in general, but since I accepted it upon myself, you cannot be Choser anymore. So on this Mishnah, there's already important Rashi here. Rashi writes, Ne'eman Alei Lios Dayan. You accept upon yourself a father, my father, your father, or Shloshei Rochim Bakar, to be the Dayanim. Rashi also writes the same thing on Chav Gimel and Al from the bottom, when he quotes the Mishnah, Ne'eman Alei Abba, Rashi writes, B'dayanim Kamari. We're talking about Dayanim, Midikasani Shloshei Roy Bakar, because why else would you have to write three Roy Bakar? The number three is only significant in the world of Dayanim. So Rashi says, this seems to say that this din is only applicable to the Dayanim. Who argues on this? Rambam, I heard Gary say. Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin Zayin Beis. Rambam writes, Misha kibbe alav karov apostle, bein lios dayan, bein lios alav aid v'chule. So this Mishnah is talking about a dayan and an aid. You could accept upon yourself a apostle dayan, you could accept upon yourself a apostle aid. Now, the Sma quotes from the Torah, the Sma in the beginning of Simen Chav Beis and Chosh Mishpat, of course. The Sma writes that Rashi is really lav dafka. Rashi really means also, he writes dayin, but it should be a kalachomer. I'm not sure if he uses the Lashon kalachomer, but.
Huadin.
Huadin, right? So Huadin, the. Huadin la'id. Mahani Kabbalah's Karav Apostle. Aid also works. Makes sense, because a dayan has much higher standards than an aid. So if I could accept a pasul dayan, l'chari, you should be able to accept also a pasul aid. So Sma says there's really no machokis in Rashi. The Rambam, it's really a huadin, perhaps a kal v'chomer. I think I wrote the Rabbein of Bar Tanura. Gary's going to be upset at me. I think I meant the Tosfos Yom Tov. And the Tosfos Yom Tov, I believe, says Rashi means dafka. I don't know if any of you saw that, but he means dafka.
Oh, I thought you Bar Tanura. Said
the same
as Rashi.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said that it has to be talking about Dayanim, because then Gimel Roy Bakar would have no purpose being there, because they would be Kashal Aiden.
Uh-huh.
So he said that's the biggest Rashi.
Oh, you're right. Maybe it was. You're right. The Ladun, the Ilu laid this Roy Bakar Kusherim. I got you. Okay. So I was right. Benyam Bar Tanura. So, I'm going to fix that here. So Rashi means Dafka. So the question is, why exactly or what exactly is the Rashi I'm arguing about, where the Kibla Lai works for a aid as well, or only Dayanim? What's that machloka? So we'll leave that in the back of our minds for a moment. Whether, again, everyone agrees Kibla Lai works for a Dayan. I'm going to throw everything through. Everyone agrees Kibla Lai works for Dayanim. The question is, does the Kibla Lai work for Edom as well? That's the big question. And the Lachor, it should work for Edom, because we have higher standards for Dayanim. If we could accept the Pasul Dayan, why wouldn't you be able to accept the Pasul Aid? So we'll leave that in the back of our minds. Now we start reading the Gemara, the first couple lines, we have another machlokas, which we already addressed last time. We didn't go into it in depth in terms of the angle from the Kibla Lai. The Gemara says, Amar of Dimi Breid, Rav Nachman Breid of Yosef, could go into Kibla Lai B'chad. This whole Mishnah of Ne'eman Alei Abba is talking about what you accept upon yourself as one, and Rashi again says one Dayan. V'af agav d'ikot trei acharini b'hadei, even though you might have two other kasher Dayanim, Amar Rav Meir Yochel Achsibo. You could be Choser Bo, even though there's two kosher edim, you accept it upon yourself one pasul dayan, Rav Meir allows you to be choser. Tosa says, doesn't seem to be addressing from the angle of Rav Meir. This Rav Dimi is talking about from the angle of Chachamim, to say that Chachamim only say you cannot be choser bo, that you're stuck if you accept one psul. If you accept one psul, you're stuck. You can't be choser. But if you accept Tarti L'Reisa, which we explained last time, what exactly is Tarti L'Reisa? But if you have two negatives, two psulim, so then even Chacham agree you can be choser bo. You can be chozer bo even with tied to the reyasa. Now it's mashma from Rashi who doesn't learn that way. Rashi says no, even tied to the reyasa you would not be able to be chozer according to the chachamim. In other words, another machlok is Rashi Tosfos. If tied to the reyasa, could you be chozer or you cannot be chozer? Rashi says you cannot be chozer. Tosfos says you can be chozer. And what exactly is machlok is about? Okay. So let's look at, get to the yisod of what exactly is the nature, what's the mechanism of kiblulai. What allows these bali dinim to accept upon themselves kiblulai and that din to really take effect? What gives them the power? What's that? What is this whole din based on? So, anybody see the Rashbam in Baba Basra?
Took a glance at it,
so I assume you saw what he says. So you skimmed it. You didn't have to skim this Rashbam. Sometimes you have to skim Rashbams, but this one you didn't have to. So what did you get from skimming the Rashbam? Nothing?
It was a very fast skim.
It wasn't the best idea on your part, I guess.
The stairs ended abruptly.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is a key. This is like the key to the whole sugya. One of the keys. One of the two keys. Okay, so I'll read the Rashbam to you. Maybe you can pick up on it from listening. I won't skim it. I'll pick out the important line, at least. So, the Rashbam in Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Ches Amun Aleph Dibur Maschel Eino Yachol. He says, he's talking about this Ne'amar Lai Abba, this very sugya. D'cheven dehitte alav shua, hohem ne b'shua, since he took upon himself a shua, so without figuring out exactly what the whole sugya is talking about avodim and stuff, whose eved it is, but the line of the Rashbam pulling away from this, and not really me, the Chazon Ish really picks out this Rashbam, k'man de'odile, kiblalai, when I accept it by myself, so I'll take this shrua, even though it's not a real shrua, I'm willing to take this fake shrua, and you agree to me taking this fake shrua, it's as if there was a hodah, writes the Rashbam. I'm being moda to something. Okay? Now we're going to, along the same line, before we, I guess make it a little clearer. Anybody skim through the long tosis in Bava Metzia? And I told some of you which line exactly to pull away from that. What did you get from that tosis in Bava Metzia? Skim that one also, Yoni?
Kind of similar thing.
Similar thing, you skimmed it, huh?
What was it? Hacha.
So no one skimmed this one either. Okay, this is another point.
Yeah, it was like similar to the
Rashbam. So, Tosus writes, he has his line, he's talking about Esmachta, which is one of the next sugyas coming up, which we're not going to do, but Inyanim of Kinyanim. Sorry, Gary. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were upset about that.
No, I'm very happy with it. Very happy.
So he says that there are certain places that you could be Kona without Kinyanim. You could be Kona without Kinanim. How are you going to be Kona if you don't have an acquisition? Bidvarim be'alma, with simple words. Kigon. I'll let you fill in the blank here. For example?
Kibulav.
Kigon sinhejin daf chavdalman af namenai abba v'chule. Simple words. There's a certain kinyan, an acquisition that's taking place. When I say I'm going to, if we'll accept your father to judge, and whatever the result is, I'm going to be machne over to you. I'm accepting upon this statement, this agreement we have with each other, that's going to create, let's call a hischaivas. I'm obligated to you something. Similar, again, you can draw distinctions, but for our purposes, we're going to lump them together. Similar to the Rashbam, where I'm being moda to you. I'm admitting to you that I owe something. So I'm saying I'll accept your father to be the judge or the witness. And whatever the result is, it's basically me being molded to you that I owe you something, or that you owe me something. It's a hodah, it's with words. Again, so the Rashbam calls it a hodah, the Tosos calls it a kinyan bidvarim, which is kind of like a hischaivus. It's a voluntary obligation you put upon yourself. Yeah.
Is it that you're accepting upon yourself, you're being mischaived to be bound to these dayanim, or is that you said like the whole does? I'm going to pay you on condition that these people. Is it just the mere fact that I'm being like I'm saying the Rashbam? I mean, moda, I mean, as a whole, duh, to accept the dayanim, or if in an event that I have to pay you, then I'm willing to.
Is it a hodah of the dayanim themselves that I'm okay with? Right, no, it's a hodah on the result, the psak of the case. Whatever psak the dayanim come out with, not that they're kasher edim or kasher dayanim, they're not, but whatever result they come out with, that's basically being, I mean, mischai myself, whatever they conclude. I'm being moda to whatever they conclude. Is that clear to everybody? What it means exactly is personal obligation that you've created for yourself. I obligate myself. Now, well, the other approach, and it'll clear the difference, is found in the Rajba. The Rajba Miuchasim in the back of the Tshuva Siman Samech Hey. Anybody see this one? Skim this one too.
Williams,
you saw this one?
Saw it.
Yeah, and?
It's great.
Okay, what do you have to say about it?
That he said that it has to be that what's making it good is that you have the scum of the rabbin, that you have everyone agreeing, that's showing that that's going to give you like a, that gives you a certainty that everything's okay. That gives you a certainty that it's like bound, like bounds you together, that both agree.
Okay, so where is this koach coming from? The ability to kibble the lie, where does it come from? Where does it flow from?
From the parties involved.
The parties involved. What gives these parties involved the ability to do that? You said something about the rabbim.
Yeah, that everyone.
So I think right. So he says the rabbim, but I think it goes back a little further than the basin. Since it was a need for the rabbim, he talks about a number of issues here. The rabbim needed some help from the basin to ensure certain things take place in the tzibur. So the basin basically empowered people to create an artificial basin. The tshuva written to the Rajba was that someone sold an object to somebody else and they were Edom and everything, and then before the Edom could sign, the Edom had died. And then this guy is stuck. He doesn't have any proof that he owns it now, but he paid the money for it. So he said, any way you get around such a thing. So the Rajba talks about anything that Tzibor agrees upon in a number of mamonos type of dinim, so then it's as if it's a real din gamor. And gives a number of examples. In the end, he says, it's just like an example of Ne'emar le'Abba, Ne'emar le'Avicha. That because there's a need of the Rabbim to such a case, or the Tzibur all agrees upon it, it's as if Beis Din has empowered them to create such artificial Beis Dins. So the Koach, the ability to create a Beis Din of Kibbul Olam, is not because I am Moda, it's not because I'm Schai myself, because Beis Din has given us the ability to do it. It's what we'll call a Maisa Beis Din. Beis Din, whenever I create a Beis Din of my own artificial Kibbul Olam, that really flows from the Koach that Beis Din has given me. So it's as if I'm really creating a real Beis Din. As opposed to a Schaivus, I'm not accepting myself these Dayanim as real true Dayanim or real true Eid necessarily. I'm saying whatever the result, whatever they conclude, whatever Psak Din they come out with, I'm obligating myself to pay it. As opposed to here, the Rajba, it's a real Maisa Beis Din, it's a real Beis Din that's been created. It's a real functioning Beis Din, yeah.
Does he spell out clearly the power stemming from the Beis Din, or just like that's what you have to say?
Here he doesn't. I think in one of the other Tshuvas he may have. I think the footnote here quotes a number of other places he talks about this concept.
I mean, he's not using the lesson of Hodah, just the fact that you have the ability to be him, who, whatever, for the Rabba to be masking, but right, it doesn't spell out where that power coming from.
Right. I think in other places he does spell out more. If you look at all the other tshuvas he quotes here, but this chakira, these rishonim was really dug up by the Chazanish, and he spells out this chakira as it being a din in, let's call it the schayvus, or it's a din in ma'aser beis din.
Was that Chazanish?
Yeah.
I'll have to get back to you on that. I'll get back to you on that. So now with this chakira. Let's go back, before we go back to the Gemara, to understand these two debates we started off with. One is, Rashi and the Rambam argue if Kibbul Olam applies only to Dayanim, or it also applies to Edim. Can we fit that Machlokas into this Chakira we just raised? Jake doesn't think we can.
A little difficult.
Jake thinks it's even difficult, actually.
I have a feeling we're about to disagree with you.
Gary's on the right lead.
No, I don't know. I don't know for sure, but. Is this also part of the Chazanish, or?
I think he starts off by saying this. I don't remember. And then maybe he says, you know, it's not muchach to say this way. Okay, so I'll say it this way. I don't remember if he says all this, but I'll say what I think makes sense. Okay, thanks. If it's midin hoda, and it's chayvus, so I might be able to only accept upon myself dayanim, because only the psak din that flows from the dayanim. I'm being molded to anything that dayanim say and conclude. The edim, although they might, you know, bring some evidence and support, whatever that is, I'm not being mischayv what they say. They're not really concluding anything, the edim. It's only a hodah or a schayvus to what the dayanim conclude, and therefore might be limited to what the words of dayanim are. As opposed to, if it's a maisa basin like the Rajba, so edim is also part of a maisa basin. The role of edim is very essential role in basin. So just like I could accept upon myself a kosher dayan, I could accept upon myself a kosher aid. I'm being machshir the dayan, I'm being machshir the aid. That's in a sense what I'm doing. We'll see it clear in some of the achronim later on. Probably not today, probably tomorrow. I'm being machshir the aidim, I'm being machshir the dayanim. I could machshir both of them. That was the koach that the basin ultimately has given me. But if I'm being moded to something, or being machayed myself something, the aidim themselves directly don't create that psacked in. So it wouldn't really impact, wouldn't really be allowed for the Edom. It's only the Yanim, the words that the Yanim say, will my Hodah and his Chayvus be relevant. How does that resonate with you, Jake?
You say it first again?
Yeah.
Why makes sense to only the
Yanim? I don't understand that. The Rashba said that you said things that empower people to create like an artificial base bin.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? How are you incorporating Edom into that?
So let's say, let me tweak it a little bit. This is the way other Achronim will say later. I think Rav Achronim says this way, but we'll see this tomorrow. That the koach of the koach I was given through Bezdin, from Bezdin, was to be machshir. What was it? Pasul Dayan. I'm being machshir Pasul Dayan. That's what the koach they gave me. That koach should also be able to extend over to being machshir a Pasul Eid. I'm saying, why not?
I'm saying, but we're saying that because they're giving you basin, giving you power to make a basin. Basin's not giving you power to make edim, and like do whatever you want. Like it's dafka, like they're basin, so they're letting you create another basin.
They basically, basin has given you the ability, this koch of basin.
Yeah, but I think you're stretching it to like, you're stretching the whole core process.
No, in general, basin is the one who's machshir dayanim, they're the one who's machshir edim.
Right.
So if I'm playing, let's say, I'm an agent of Basin now. I'm an extension of Basin in my own small, my own world. So I can be machshir the Edom I want, and I can machshir the Dayanim I want.
Okay. So the Rashba doesn't say that. He just says
Basin. He just says, again, as you want to point out, he didn't even say Basin. This is what the, it could be, I think some of the other truths he may have mentioned the role of Basin. This is what Chazish is working off of. It wasn't through a personal schaivus, it was something else that allowed Kibbalah to work. The way that Chazanish understood it to mean, it was this koach, maisa beizdin, that was given over to each individual. So now I'm serving as some minor form of beizdin, I could be machshir dayanim, I could be machshir edim. As opposed to it being a hischaivus. So hischaivus is only relevant when the in front of dayanim who are making the psak din. Hischaivus in front of kasher edim, pasal edim don't really impact my obligation to pay.
Right.
Yeah, Gary.
I have a question on that first set, but I can't formulate
okay. It.
If you're accepting, if Hoda and his Chayvus is working that you're accepting the Psak in,
mm-hmm.
How can you only be accepting, like, aren't the Edim an instrumental part to the Psak in? Like, how can you accept just the Psak in without accepting people as Edim? You know what I mean? Like the psak din is the end result. In which case, that means that you accept upon yourself dayanim and edim. How are we separating the two?
No, because hodah is, I guess, as you said, the end result.
Right.
So, if what I'm doing is a form of hodah, that's only relevant to the final psak din. The edim are not affecting my hodah. They're not dependent on my hodah at all. They're very secondary.
So that's
how you could argue. You could argue, say no, because the edim play a significant role in the hodah, so maybe it's not so much a mochach nafkamina. Again, I'm just saying that what you would, if you want
to
connect it.
You said that the Rashba extends it to edim. You could say.
I do. I think you're right also on that end.
The line that you're differentiating, I'm just saying, we're just like.
Right. No,
I one and not the other, but maybe the case you should do that.
And I think you're right. As I said before, I don't think it's mochach to say either way. I still think the simplest way to say it was the way I said it. Now, you could argue in both ends, don't you? It's not just say, well, the Eidim plays a significant role in the Hodah, so once I'm being Mechai myself, I'm creating Hodah for myself, so the Eidim should also, since they play a crucial role, I should also be able to allow Pasul Eidim. And like you were saying also, Yehuda, that if it's a Koach Maisa Beisdin, well, maybe their Maisa Beisdin was limited. It was limited to only being Machshir Dayanim, and not being Machshir Eidim. So at the end of the day, it's not Mechuch Nafkmino, this role, and this Chakir may connect, may not connect. And I don't remember if the Chazanish connected or not, but I guess, okay, fine. So let's just say that, leave it like that. Now, let's see if we connect this to the issue of Tarta L'Reosa. Any thoughts on that? No thoughts. Okay, so I'll say it. If Kibbalai works through his chayvus and through hodah, so who cares how many negatives I'm taking upon myself? I can be mechay myself anything I want. 1, 2, 3, 15, 100. Whatever I'm mechay myself, whatever I'm moded to, that works. It shouldn't be limited. And that's Shitas Rashi. And it will be Rashi and Shitas, according to what I said also. That Rashi thinks it's all about his chayvus, let's assume for a second. So that's why Rashi allows you, even for Tarta L'Reisa, you can't be Chozer according to Chachamim. And that's why Rashi also only limits it to Dayanim, because only Dayanim are relevant to Eis Chayvus and to Hodah. Everyone with me on that point? But if you say it's really Maisa Beisdin, they gave you a certain Koach, so it's possible, with, Yehuda may argue, maybe not argue, but it's possible they limited your Koach of Beisdin, there's a limit. What you could do. We'll allow you to accept one psul. But two psulim, that's a bit much. Even a regular basin can't do that. So we're giving you the ability to create your own basin. That's going to be limited to one reza. Two tart the reza, that's a very bit much. And that might be where Tosfos are arguing that's why one reza is enough for the chama, but not two. Yeah.
Can I take a second? Back to this discussion that first started about Hodah. Wouldn't then it would be a very weird. Would it be a bigger chiddush for the Gemara for the Mishnah and the Gemara to use in the example of Neman Lai Abba? Because since it's Abba, you're not arguing on the psak that your father's giving. That's not what the issue is. The issue is that he's a apostle dayan because the Torah calls him a apostle dayan. So you say the whole doesn't know. I mean, makabel what the dayan is, not necessarily what the psak is. That's why the Mishnah uses that case.
I think it's a great diak. I think it's a great point to make. Basically, what Gary's saying, just reading the Mishnah Stam. The way we're saying this Hakir now in a different way is, according to the Rashba, where it's a Maisa Beisdin, I'm being Machsha the individual, I'm being Machsha the Dayan, I'm being Machsha the Eid. According to the Rashbam and the Tosos, I'm being Moda, I'm being Moda to the Psach, but not to the individual. So guys, a great raya for that approach is, the Mishnah says, I'm being Nemalai Abba, the individual, is being Machsha now. And then it would sound like the other side. I think you're right. The other side would say, no, it's just Lav Dap with the individual, but I think it's a great raya for that side. It's a great read. Okay, everyone get that last, how to explain that last nafkamina tart to the rest of what Rashi and Tosa are arguing about may connect also to this issue, whether it's hodah, in which case we don't care how many reyesas you're accepting upon yourself, or it's a maisa beisdin, in which case it might be limited. There's only so much beisdin has given you, how much beisdin has empowered you with. Yeah, Yehuda.
What about, you could make the, inscribe yourself to, as many reyesas as you want?
Perhaps, yeah, if I'm in Chaimus, I can do anything I want. I can create.
So why wouldn't Basin also give you the power to do whatever you want?
Because Basin said, you're working as some agent, we want you to work as a small, own artificial Basin. There are certain standards we stand by. Not all standards, but certain standards. I could see you could limit it much more. Now, you could argue and say, no, one basin gave me the power, so I have unlimited power.
I know, I'm saying this is all like, it can work, but like also like...
Exactly, it's not mochach. I'm saying what's the simplest understanding, but you're right, it's not mochach. You don't have to say this way. I could still think Tosus and Midin Ma'aseh Beis Din. Midin Hischaivus.
Right.
I can only Mischaivus myself one Reish, not two. And that, vice versa also. Okay. Okay, how far do you guys get in the Ma'amar Kolmos? Should we go through the...
Question.
Yes.
So, I guess from the last... from the first Nafgan, between the Rama and Rashi?
Yes.
So it comes out therefore that the Rambam says that it's mitzad, that your kol is coming mitzad based and not
right,
hodah.
Right.
So therefore the Rambam would have to hold that you can't use a basin of tarta de reyesa. But I mean, he says that if you accept a pasul, a kivei trei, which would be tarta de reyesa, therefore it's still kosher.
Where is that one?
In Zayin Beis.
Where did you say that?
In Zayin Beis.
But where did you say about two, I'm saying?
Two what?
Kibul echad min apsulim be'aveira k'shnei edim, k'shem l'harid alav.
Which is...
Okishosha based in mumchun ladun lav.
No, that's not part of the answer there?
I don't think you get from Rambam. But I think that's a good avenue to take a look at. I'm not sure it's clear from the Rambam where he holds in that regard.
No, we're saying that those are two steps, no? Therefore, you're going to say that the Rambam is forced to say more like the smile in the shop.
Possibly. I just don't know. It's unclear from the Rambam. Now, I think you're right to look into that. If it's really true, this is true, was Rambam home tar to the rest? I don't think it's clear from the Rambam. And even the Rambam, let's say, argue, you could still split between the Nafka communities, because either one, it's not really mukhrach. I'm just saying more food for thought. I think I'm inclined to say this way, but I don't feel like you have to say this way.
Uh-huh.
But I think you're right for taking a look back at the Rambam Shita and Tartalur, so that's
okay. Good
homework.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's do, I guess, two more issues. If you haven't seen it, we can look this all up inside, because it's all really in the Gemara itself. Now, we never read through the Gemara itself. A lot of back and forth. The conclusion of the Gemara, did everybody finish reading the Gemara yet? It's all done? I don't think we have to spend time reading through it now, unless you had a hard time. We could discuss it. But at the end of the day, Gemara does say that you could be chozer, everyone agrees you could be chozer up until Gemara Din. Once Gemara Din happens, that's where the machlokas is. Chacham say you can no longer be chozer, Rabbi Meir says still, nonetheless, after Gemara Din, you can be chozer. And they both also agree, the Maskana, that whether I'm giving money to you or you're giving money to me, both directions, either way, Kibbulai does work. But has to be after Gemara Din, that's where Rabbi Meir and Chachamim argue. So look back at the Nemukah Yosef on Dalet Amud Beis in the Rif. Dalet Amud Beis in the Rif, at least in mine, it's on the top of the page. I don't know about the Oz V'Hadar, it's a little different source of daf. The Gemara ends up concluding also, there's a line that if I make a kinyan before Gemar Din, we make a kinyan. Normally before Gemar Din, even Chacham will allow you to be chozer. But if there's a kinyan, you can't be chozer anymore. Even before the Gemara Din, Kinyan says it makes everything binding. So the Nemuk Yosef explains, Ein la'acher kinyan klum. After the kinyan, there's nothing left. You can't do anything more. You can't be chozer. Kevin shekanu miyado mitchila, shol yachzer bo, shuveinu chozer bo. Once you made a kinyan, that you won't be chozer, you're no longer allowed to be chozer, even according to Rabbi Meir, and even the Chachamim prior to the Gemara Din. V'avagav de mechzik a kinyan dvarim, even though it looks like a kinyan dvarim, so it sounds like a kinyan on Dvarim. He says, still, nonetheless, we find other places that you could create a kinyan to strengthen Dvarim. Yeah, that's what he says, to strengthen Dvarim. And Chidush Anshe Shem, Sifkat and Beis, you guys saw that in the end? You found it in your Oz V'Hadars? Skimmed it also? So Mihu Mordechai Perakam Demakos Gavi Dine Mechila Kosov Vachevet Sarach Luknos Kadei Shloye Kinyan Devarim. So that shouldn't be a Kinyan Devarim. So what's the Machlokas here? It sounds like the Nuk Yosef says this is a Kinyan on Devarim, And it sounds from the Mordechai that's not a kinyan dvarim. So I think they're arguing about what exactly is this kibbalayo. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef thinks that the kibbalayo is dvarim. It's words. It's an agreement. It's a hodah. It's a schaibus. And when I make a kinyan, prior to the Gemara Din, I'm making a kinyan on dvarim. I'm making a kinyan on acceptance, on hodah. And the Mordechai understands this as to be that's not kinyan dvarim. Because this is Mordechai quoted in the Chiddush Anshei Shem. It's really Mordechai in Makos. Because he thinks, perhaps, that kibbalah is not dvarim. It's not simple words. It's not an agreement that I'm taking upon myself. Because it's perhaps a ma'aseh beis din. It's more than just dvarim. It's really a ma'aseh beis din that's taking place. When I'm machshir dayim, when I'm machshir neid, that's a ma'aseh beis din that I'm doing. It's not stame, kinyan dvarim, and acceptance. So I think that's what the Mukhi Yosef and the Mordechai, as quoted by the Chiddush Anshei Shem, are arguing about. I think the Mukhi Yosef works l'shitaso, because on Dalar and Aleph in the Rif, then Mukhi Yosef asks the following question. He asks the question, when it comes to Pshara, a Pshara is a compromise. If me and you go to Beis Din and we want to make a Pshara, we want to make a compromise with each other, the only way the Pshara is maintained is if you make a kinyan. You need a kinyan for the pshara to take effect. That we're willing to accept upon ourselves whatever pshara, whatever compromise the Beis Din concludes. But when it comes to Nemalai Abba, Nemalai Avicha, there's no need for a kinyan. We accept something, and then Beis Din comes out with a psak din, and we accept the psak din, whatever it is. But there's no need for a kinyan. Why does pshara require a kinyan? And Kibbalah alive does not require a kinyan. So he explains, shiny hacha. Here, for Kibbalah alive, it's different. Demikol makom ledin hei ma'minin, osam. Still, we trusted them for the din. We believe them for the din. And we are gomri makne. We are makne over through the acceptance. Through our dvarim, through our words, we are makne, gomri makne. We are makne to them. Ma she'enkin pshara, for a compromise, she'en davar musuyim. There's no set outcome. A pshara could be a number of different ways you could create a compromise. We're arguing about $500. We could, you know, the compromise could be 250, 250, or the compromise could be 150, 350, however you want to split it. And therefore, since I'm not really sure which outcome is going to come, it's not just 50-50, there's hundreds of different psharas they could come up with. Therefore, I was never gomri makne. There wasn't full das here. But for kibbalah, there was full das, because I knew either I was going to get paid or I wasn't going to get paid. One of those two options. It was either A or B. So, since the outcomes were only two, I was able to be gomri makne. I'm taking upon myself whatever outcome, whatever result they create, I'm going to accept upon myself. But what's clear from the Nemuka Yosef, It's not a ma'aseh beis din. I'm not being machshir dayin. I'm not being machshir an aid. I'm accepting upon myself. We're making a kinyan dvarim here with each other. Whatever psak din they come out with, that's what we're going to take upon ourselves. Yeah.
Not a kinyan al dvarim, a kinyan bidvarim.
Kinyan bidvarim.
The dvarim is what the kinyan is.
Exactly.
Okay. And for the Chiddush Anshei Shem, would he say he says nothing, and like we don't need anything, we don't do anything? Then how would he explain that the lack of need for?
He says the reason why. You need a kinyan, so it shouldn't be a kinyan dvarim. Meaning, the words themselves are binding. For the Mukhi Yosef, the words themselves, it's all about dvarim when you're talking before Gemar Din. The dvarim itself, the kibbalah itself, has a certain effect, but we allow it to be chozer. But it still has a certain chalos. That what the kinyan does now, it just strengthens the dvarim. It makes the dvarim now solid and concrete, and now it can't be chose anymore. But there was a certain chalos before the kinyan even. when we accepted upon ourselves with Dvarim, there was a certain chalos. The kinyan just makes it stronger chalos. For the Mordechai, the Dvarim was absolutely nothing. The kinyan creates it into something. But it wasn't the Dvarim themselves had no chalos in the first place. That's how I understood. I have to look back there a little, I guess, to make it a little clearer. But I think that's how I understood it.
So we're saying even for the Mugi Yosef, there's a kinyan or there's not?
No. For the Mugi Yosef, the Gemara says if you make a kinyan before the Gemara din, you can't be chozer anymore.
Okay.
So what's that kinyan? He says, you know, even though...
So it's an option.
Yeah, you know, for sure it's an option, yeah. If you want to do that, take that route of making kinyan before the Gemara din, this way no one can be chozer, you can.
Yeah.
But it's a kinyan on Dvar. That's how the Mugi Yosef says, Avagav de mechzik kinyan Dvar, even though it appears like a kinyan on words, he says, we still find places that the kinyan could be mechazik Dvarim. We have time. The kinyan could strengthen and solidify Dvarim. Let's just do one last nafkamina. This one I think the Chazon Ish brings before we call it a day. Now, Gos HaShri on Perek Gimel, Simen Chaf. Sorry, Simen Hay. Anybody see this, Gos HaShri? I think it should be an easy nafkamina to get. The Hagos Yeshri writes, V'chula masnisin, the entire Mishnah, Mairi, Shekibo alav Abba v'avicha, v'dor li b'chai roshcha, that whole Mishnah, v'gam kibo alav Karov, apostle, all that whole Mishnah, Hainu, ki shekibo alav b'beistin, all took place in Beistin. Il di chutz the Beistin, because if it took place outside of Beis Din, and there was no kinyan, just a simple dvarim, even if there was a gemar din, you could be chozer. The kibul live has to take place in Beis Din. Outside Beis Din, it's worthless. Anybody see the Beis Yosef who quoted Rabbeinu Yochanan who argued? No. You didn't get it? You're so good, Jake. So, Kotzer Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Where is this Beis Yosef?
Beis Yosef is found in Chosh Mishpat Simen Chof Beis, Almud Kuf Samach Vav. So, Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, it's Dimas of Akasa B'Hagos Ashri. Sometimes, like the Seifim and the Osios and the Torin Beis Yosef are like out of whack sometimes. They try to line up with the Shulchan Aruch, but sometimes it's a different order in the Torah, and then the Beis Yosef, so it gets very confusing sometimes. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham that says as follows, She'afilu amar kein chutz lebeistin, eini yochel achzer bo. That's what he writes. Can't be chozer bo, even if you accept upon themselves outside beistin. So what's this machlokes about, between the Hagos HaShri and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, whether it has to be dafka in beistin, or even chutz lebeistin? Yes.
Maybe similar to what we were saying before, that if it's really just accepting on yourself, so maybe less formal rules, so then you can maybe accept on yourself anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming maybe from the power of Basin, it could be that the Basin restricted your acceptance to a more formal setting, perhaps.
Exactly, Chazanish explains. Again, if it's all about a Maisa Basin, that Basin gave you a certain Kawach and power. So that may have to take place only in Basin for it to be effective. Outside Basin, you're not serving, it's not working as a Maisa Basin. You can't be Machshir Dain, you can't be Machshir Eid, Chutz LeBasin. But if it's a Hischaivus or Hodah, so that could take place anywhere. It doesn't have to take place Dafkin Basin. That's what Chazon Ish explains. And he says, well, maybe it's not so Mukhuch either. Maybe everyone agrees really it's Midin Hodah. But even in the world Hodah, the question is how much Gemiras Das do you need for it to be a good Hodah, for a good Hischaivus? Perhaps the outside of Basin is not good enough. You have to be in front of a Basin for us to know that you're serious and you're Hischaivus in this Hodah. And that might be why the Hagos HaShri limits it to doing taking place in Basin. Okay, so tomorrow what we'll do is we'll discuss a little bit more about the Schutz Basin as Muki Yosef in Babasa talks about this idea. And then there are a number of other Nafkaminas, Tosos and Russian Yevamos, and some other Achorim we'll do tomorrow.